When you hear country's hottest songs, it's the Crook and Chase Countdown.
Charlie has a beef.
All right.
Controversy.
Oh, no.
Summer Fever is the song.
We're excited. You want to hear it?
Thank you. Because
they
we
won't
have
let us
not.
Hear it. What?
Don't pull it out on your phone. Here. I don't want to hear it on your phone. I want you to sing
it. Don't make him do it live. Oh, don't make him do it live. She's got another phone.
Thank you, Lorian.
There's a little secret.
It's a little early.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Outside of the studio, we haven't sung it together.
Oh,
really?
Like, not in public yet, we haven't.
But we've sang it.
You have to do it on the award show, so you have to worry.
The first time.
Well, Karen, go ahead and screw it up. We're okay.
I just meant we hadn't sung it in a show or anything yet.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
So you got it on the phone?
We won't get us in trouble.
Now, we've been told by the label it's against company policy.
Well, no.
And I understand. I respect that.
We don't usually follow their rules. So it's fine.
Summer Fever. Little Big Town.
Wow.
Get out your roller skates.
She's a maniac in the bed, put a brainiac in her head.
Is it true that Gemini is for Nicole?
It's all about her.
Is she okay with you telling everybody she's a maniac in bed?
Wouldn't you be?
I don't know.
Check mark over here.
I really thought about that. Like, if my husband was at dinner with his friends and him saying, man, she's...
Yeah.
I don't know how I would feel about that. And don't you hate this? Don't you hate this from listeners like me? There are all kinds of beautiful lyrics in there. Boom. We focus in on that one.
Speaks volumes about you, Lorian. It does.
Oh, gosh.
I believe most people are good.
I parked underneath whatever it is you're driving out there.
You parked underneath it.
Well,
I didn't want the grocery getter, so I just put, 35-inch tires, 8-inch lift kit on it.
We hear it has a lot of features on it that ordinary people don't have when they're driving the streets of Nashville, right?
It has a train horn.
What are you doing with a train horn on your
truck?
Well,
sometimes you just got to move people out of the way. So here's the deal. Are you ready for the best story ever?
Yes.
Well, I forgot I had flipped the train horn on. And I get to my house. It's about 12:30 a.m. Well, when you shut the door to your vehicle, the horn will go, boom, boom. Well, when I did that, it did the train horn.
Wonderful.
I twisted my ankle and rolled out through the rose bushes. It scared me so bad.
And you were trying to sneak in at 12:30, weren't
you? Yeah, and my wife's like, what the hell was that? And I got ice on my ankle and rosebush thorns all in me. And I was like, yep, the train horn got me.
From the epicenter of country music, it's the Crook and Chase Countdown.
I hate love songs, but I love you.
Has anyone ever written a song for you, in high school or anything like
Mm-mm.
that?
Well, Morgan has. Morgan's written a few, which they're all just so sweet. But in college, I dated this guy for 2 minutes, and he wrote a song for me called Legs. This is not a joke. You can't make this up. And he posted it on SoundCloud for everyone to hear. And I was like, it was just embarrassing.
Well, but I can see why he wrote it.
Because he wasn't good also. He wasn't good. So
yeah,
it was
but you have great legs. So I can see why he wrote that.
It was just weird. It was weird.
Jason Aldean moves back to number 4 with You Make It Easy. And he really does make it easy. As award season is cranking up, we've heard that sometimes there's a bar backstage. But you see, Jason doesn't like to stand in line.
We bring our own.
Yeah. Oh, you actually bring your own bar?
Oh yeah. Not our own bar, but all the stuff that goes in it.
What do you
cooler.
Think that third semi-truck is used for on this tour?
So wait a minute. You are taking a cooler into your dressing room full 100%, of all of your...
100%, yes.
Wow. Man, you got it set up.
But see, I always try to just be cool until after I play.
Yeah.
If I perform it on the show, then I try to take it easy until after I perform, and then I kind of have fun. So if you see me by the end of the show, and they show me in the crowd... And I look a little loopy, as I probably am.
And if you see the Entertainer of the Year in an Uber car, what's going on.
Oh, man, it's happened.
It's all country, and it's all right here. This is the Crook and Chase Countdown.